The Missing QCs by John Oxenham, read by Gino Hunter. This is a Listen and Live audio production.
The great doorway of the law courts resembled the entrance to a gigantic beehive, with the bees swarming round and furtively working their way in against the outcoming stream. A black swarm of drones lined both sides of the strand as far as Temple Bar on the one hand and St. Clement's Danes on the other, and kept close, speculative, and commentative watch on all comers. Carriages and hansoms dashed up, and their occupants sprang out and plunged into the ingoing throng. Barristers in wigs and gowns were reduced to the level of ordinary folk, and had to elbow it with the rest. Now and again the stalwart guardians of the inner doors brought down their stony official gaze to the level of the crowd, pushed open the swinging valves with great show of deference and obsequious touch of helmet, and ushered in one or other of the great leaders of the bar. Then the whisper buzzed round that was Mr. Peacock, Q.C., that Sir Charles Dossal, that the Attorney General, and so on. The smaller men flaunted themselves in wigs and gowns and ridiculous bibs and tuckers, and faces of infinite gravity and importance. These greater stars, in ordinary attire, passed on serenely to their robing-rooms and strove to appear unconscious of the eyes that were upon them. From the crowd kicking its heels against the curbstones in the Strand, to the crowd already mopping its beady brow on the back benches of Court 99, all was excited expectancy. It was a great case. A worldwide reputation was at stake. For 5 whole days all the world had been ringing with the report of it. When the court adjourned the previous night, the curtain fell on a most dramatic situation, and public excitement was at fever heat. The evening papers had procured new letters of the most bulgy and striking character for their contents bills, regardless of expense. The New York papers cabled out verbatim reports and came out with headlines which ran down half a column. The Petit Journal in Paris had actually given the case 2 whole columns. The Attorney General, Sir Revel Revel, and a brilliant array of QCs represented the plaintiff, Sir Charles Dossal. Mr. Peacock, QC, and various juniors were fighting the defendant's case, and fighting it magnificently. The plaintiff was a man whose name was a household word from one point of view or another throughout the world. Charges of the gravest character.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?